Hi, Mountaineer fans. This is I Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. We're live from the downstairs bar, Boop. How you doing?
Tired and hype all at the same time.
Right. I had a long day of football. You drinking anything today?
I am drinking a Polish Pilsner.
16-ouncer, I see.
It's very good, actually.
It's not. It's light.
I like it.
I had it yesterday. I'm drinking some sort of orange IPA. Yesterday was rough.
It was.
Long day. Family came in, cheese steaks, football day.
It's a lot of football.
Beers.
It's a fall day.
Very fall day.
Very windy.
It got cold, a little rainy, but
it was good.
Let's talk. Oh, should we get into the West Virginia game?
I'm super hyped.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I guess going into it, what, we're 6-1, number 13 at Texas. They're 6-2, 17. Do you want to hit us with musket shots? You want to go into uni check? Which one?
Let's do uni check first.
All right, do it up. What do you think?
It was good. I'm not a fan of these shin high white socks.
Boop, they're fine.
I want.
They
no.
didn't go all whites for you. They
I
specifically
know,
went navy
but they
blue
were
helmets
all wearing it, which
pants.
Is better. But I much rather big blue socks or
big blue socks. Just regular blue is not good. Big blue.
Big blue.
That's like Michigan though.
And or full white socks. I'm not a shin high person.
I like them.
I'm
like,
either
I like
full
them.
On like up to the knee or no show ankle. Like there is no in between for me. Like I don't do the shin stuff. It's not my. It's not my repertoire.
I'm okay with the shin stuff. They were fine.
You also like tight jeans and
there's no tight jeans.
Yum
in
yum
my,
shorts
in my
that
repertoire
they have everywhere. Super.
No.
But other than that, you know, we weren't wearing all white. We're good to go.
What do you think of Texas is? Yeah. They're pretty common.
They don't really change much up. They're
you
just,
always say you don't
fashion.
Like the all whites. I actually think Texas's away uniforms, all whites with the burnt orange is okay, but I don't like the color burnt orange.
You don't like
in
it?
In general, no. Oh. Who likes burnt orange?
I'm not a fan of their color scheme, but like yeah, they
sucks.
Normally wear all white, so it's different that they always do it. It's when you don't always do it that it doesn't look good.
Give me some bright orange, not burnt orange.
Yes, we're not Texas people.
No, I know. I'm just
horns down.
I don't nothing, flag. Flag. Anyway, Boop, moving on, I guess, do you want to hit us with your musket shots?
There we go. We need big plays for a big game. Don't get complacent on the road. Keep your foot on the pedal. Use all facets of our offense. Tough road game. We need a nice win. Let's use everybody, and we can pull this out.
All right, Boop, thanks. I'd like to say facets is a difficult word to get out. I mess it up as well. Assets comes out, I think, every now and then, but that's after a few sips of beer, so it's fine.
It's a very rough day.
We're all good here. All right, let's get into the game. Huge game. Everyone at my house was excited. Dad was here. He was pumped. Beers all around. We get the ball first. We march down. We get points. We get a field goal.
No, it was nice to start with points.
Need points.
That was...
7 would have been awesome. 3 is like, hey, we're here.
That was an ugly field goal.
It went through.
It did, but I didn't think it was. It had something all over it, whether it was the wind. And then after that, you know, maybe it's kicking in an away stadium. But, yeah, yes, 3 points no matter what. I don't want to come away with nothing, so...
No, it was good. It was nice to get some points on the board. Texas gets the ball. I think, what... Sam Ellinger, was he the one that scored?
Make yes.
It 7-3?
1 yes. yard.
Yeah.
There, you know, it's I was like, Texas. All right, we're trading blows. Our defense is out there. This looks like it's going to be one of these games. Up tempo.
What led to that was my nightmare, Lil Jordan Humphrey. Lil Jordan Humphrey. That's all he did. Like, Texas / Lil Jordan Humphrey should be their new nickname because it was insane. He chucked it up. He went up. First of all, the throw was silly.
Oh, yeah.
But it was right where it needed to be, which made it stupid, as in like, oh, that's a great throw, but his catch was sick to put at the 1 yard line. So
that
led to it. That's
good
crazy.
Pressure. I mean, we sent the house, and somehow he still got this off to the Lil Jordan Humphrey, who's 6'5", 225.
What was that again?
There's nothing little about 6'5", and 225. You can't teach that. So just take the LIL off, because he's big Jordan Humphrey, and yeah, that was just a crazy, stupid throw that he made a good catch and put him at the 1, and yeah.
Silly.
Just fall into the end zone. But Anyway. I was like, this is the way the game is going to go. Let's see how this goes.
It was. There was plenty of scoring. So we get the ball back. And I believe last week against Baylor, that right side that Greer was picking on, just hitting up with Sills, 60-yard bomb down that right side, Boop. Pretty.
It was nice. It was pretty. And, I mean, granted, the little like little double move post type of thing, and, yeah, he was gone. Hook 'em horns down.
That put West Virginia up 10-7, and, yes, after scoring that touchdown, looked at the crowd, double hook 'em horns down, drew a 15-yard flag.
And the announcer's like, you're flagging for that already?
My dad asked that. Like, he's like, just an older dude, and he was like, really, that's what they're flagging for?
I'm pretty sure when they were at our house last year, their DN who went out with, like, a broken arm in this game, he was doing something against us, the same thing, and I don't think he got flagged, but I don't know. Then we got the extra point flag where...
Well, I'd just like to say it's okay to do hook 'em up, but if you turn it down, it's no bueno.
I guess
15.
If you're on the other team,
it's stupid.
It changes stuff.
But yeah, go ahead. Talk about, first of all, is it Kajust? Because every time I hear
that's
them...
That's how they pronounced it.
All day long. And in my head, I'm like, it's Kajust. And I don't know if Kajust or Kajust.
Big left tackle, extra point pushed after the play, and I guess it was close enough to the face mask, they thought it was a punch, and they tossed him. Unsportsmanlike, tossed him, so now we're kicking from our own end zone, and they're going to get the ball.
I understand
awesome
if it was
position.
A punch and he connects to what some people, when they punch in football, you punch a face mask, which isn't brilliant. So he went open hand, so he's not going to break his bones trying to punch some dude's face mask, but his reach wasn't long enough, so he open hand slapped a collarbone. And that was 15 yards ejection.
Flag and ejection.
He slapped a collarbone. It wasn't even a punch. He slapped a collarbone. Like, it wasn't at the helmet. He didn't hit him. It was a collarbone.
It was pathetic. But that went and showed you that this is how the refs are going to play today. So you can't do these things. It's like they were talking about, it's like a strike zone. You know where he's going to call it now. So now you can't do this because they're going to call tight. Apparently it's a big rivalry.
The refs were rough. So with the double... hook them down, and the collarbone slap. That means we kicked off the ball from the 10-yard line. And all day long, we had difficulty with their punt return game because they would flip field position. This wasn't even flip a field position. This is like, we're going to kick it from the 10. We're in ours, and we're just going to give it to you in ours because we're already there. So I think they got the ball at the 39-yard line after it may have been Lil Jordan Humphrey. I think he's the one that actually returned it to 39. Super.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean...
And it was windy because they were having to hold the... you noticed that they had to hold the kickoff. They had an extra guy out there to do that, so... That wasn't helping anything.
No, so that led to their touchdown to put them up 14-10. But we got the ball back, and Greer does what he does and hits Sills left corner. Sick touchdown. Put up West Virginia 17-14.
Yeah, it was nice. That was after Greer had to leave because he got kind of folded under over... horse collar.
Anytime he gets hit, man, I'm like...
And he was wearing a soft knee brace, and yeah, he came out for a play, and then I think at that point he was motivated and angry and found Sills. It was a pretty ball.
And once again, we're going back and forth, and Texas hits us. First of all, our secondary, they were just chucking it around. He's running on his feet. They had us looking a little silly. They had a TD run that put them up 21-17.
They put on, I mean, we went back and forth. We were putting together long drives, which isn't characteristic for us, and they were doing the same thing, so it just kept going back and forth.
We
did. 9-play drives, 75-yard drives. Like, there was, you know, back and forth, touchdown, touchdown.
Petaway right after that.
That
was 55 yards right up the gut. That was so fast. The blocking was good.
Yep.
It gave him his lane that he needed. He exploded through it. 55 yards later, touchdown. Put us up, what, 24-21?
Yep. No, that was an awesome run. I mean, banked off a couple guys, broke a tackle. He had some good speed. He was gone.
Texas scores another touchdown in there to go up 24-28 right before halftime. We're setting up for our, a long field goal. And they tried to ice the kicker. Our kicker kicked it. They called a timeout. He shanked it. He missed it, which was awesome because it gives them a little warm-up. And we end the half with a field goal. So that put us – well, actually, we were down 27-28, but it was sure good to have that field goal right at going into halftime, give us a little momentum. We're on the road. We're only down one. I'll take it.
Yeah, and he didn't, like, overcompensate after he missed. And the first one was how windy it was. And this one was right down the middle. It was nice, 44-yarder. But yeah, that drive alone, we had a bunch of penalties, and I'm like, so for the day, penalties we're up 14 penalties for 120 yards. That's not good. I mean, granted, we did awesome. I mean, I wrote down third down conversions. I think we were 7 for 12, which is way better than what we normally do. So we played better, but the penalties, that they were killing us. And I mean, rivalry game, we can't have them.
So at halftime, I have in my notes, we're looking good. There are times on the road, teams kind of go into a shell a little bit. Another team scores, then they score again, and then it kind of snowballs. We stuck around. We kind of exchanged blows. We were right there. Coming out of halftime, Texas takes the ball, and they're pretty much driving down the field. West Virginia comes up with a big stop on the 4-yard line, Boop.
It's awesome.
It was.
Knocked his helmet off.
It was close. I was like, I think he might have it. Did they give him a bad spot or not?
I thought he had it already. I thought he had it.
Well, apparently Texas fans did too, because they were pretty upset about it.
Yeah, and I was like, they were sending out the backup because he got his helmet knocked off, and they're like getting ready to, you know, do nothing for a play. And then, yeah, no, we're going to measure it. I'm like, oh, well, that's big term events. That's awesome in the red zone inside the 5.
Yeah, it looked good. I felt like we had some momentum. We held them, and then we punted.
Yeah. It's the second half. As I said, defense, you know, looks like defense has maybe figured it out a little bit. Third quarter was kind of stagnant.
Lil Jordan Humphrey gets another long pass for Texas. Luckily, our defense holds them to a field goal that puts Texas up 31-27.
Bend don't break.
Yeah, at least we held them to a field goal.
That's what I say. I'll take a field goal. I mean, we were going blow for blow, so I'd much rather give 3 than 7.
Texas kind of gives us a taste of our own medicine when they hold us on downs, I think, at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, McCoy, 2 different. There went 3rd and 2, 4th and 1. Didn't get anything. Didn't take the field goal. Gave it back.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. Lucky for us, in the fourth quarter, Pettaway, his second touchdown, tied us up at 34 apiece, and we're on the road. We're tied, and it's in the fourth quarter.
That was a nice run. Pettaway had a 13-yard touchdown where they opened up that hole for a bus, and he's fast enough.
His first few steps are lightning quick.
Oh, yeah. We were missing him. We missed him for a couple games, and you can tell that he's that, like, you know, hit between him and McCoy, that change of pace. He's fast. He had 9 carries, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He didn't even have double-digit carries, and, yeah, that's crazy yardage. He's got a nice first step. McCoy ran well, too. I mean, he had under 100, but
it was good to see McCoy make some plays. He was in good.
There. He's the veteran. He knows what's going on, so you need him out there. But he had a good day. Sills obviously had a good day. Greer had his good day of 300 yards, so got the offense rolling.
Not that it wasn't an interesting game the whole game. Here's where the game got really exciting. Unfortunately for West Virginia fans, Texas goes deep for a 48-yard touchdown to put them ahead 41-34, and it wasn't feeling good. You know what I mean? Like, no. Watching it live, I'm like, that was almost a backbreaker. Ouch.
It was, and I don't really know what was going on. We had no safety help, nor double moved. Just burnt. Touchdown.
Fortunately, plenty of time. For our offense, yes. More than enough time.
And then at that point, I was thinking team with the ball last was going to win the game. That's how it was kind of going. We keep scoring, get something on the board, so here we go.
Final drive, Greer slinging it around, connecting with wideouts, big third downs. Pettaway, he's scampering around. And then Greer hits Jennings for a TD.
It's a dime.
First of all, I thought he rolled out to the right. He didn't. It was like 2 hops. In the middle of the second hop, he realized, I need to throw it. So not even like a full base throw. He chucks a dime. It was silly, and I saw it. I was like, I think he got that foot down. He may have gotten 2. I was like, that's a touchdown. I was like, we're going to pull this thing out. It was awesome. It was awesome. Such a great throw. It was great.
It was an awesome throw. It was a good catch. He didn't even try for the second
we
foot.
We started the game upstairs in the living room, and eventually after eating and stuff, my whole family came to the pub, so we had multiple TVs going. And it was awesome. They was just cheering. I was running around. It was great.
It was awesome. Sick. And yeah, first thought is, we need to go for 2. We cannot go to overtime and play blow for blow again. We need to. If we have a chance, 3 yards out, let's win.
I'm not going to lie to you. We come out after the touchdown, full momentum, and I'm like, okay, we're going for 2. Timeout, Texas. And I'm like, I'm no longer going for two. You know what I mean? In my head, I was like, okay, they might have saw something, whatever. I'm going to kick an extra point in my head. So, okay, we come back out. And then I see the man-to-man coverage that they had on Sills up top left. And I'm like, throw it to Sills.
Yeah, hike it and throw it.
Throw it to Sills.
Timeout.
Ugh. Oh, my goodness.
We scored. Timeout.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, I was at
momentum
it.
Again. And I'm like, no, we want it. We're going to keep going for it. We're going to take this, and this is game. This game's over. We have to. We're on the road.
Yeah, and it was just getting I'm pacing. I'm getting nervous.
Yep.
Will, and it was determined QB sneak. And Greer wraps around the left side of the line.
Opened up perfectly for him.
Extended the ball. A mini high step? Was it a mini? It wasn't a run. You know he's kicking those heels.
He had a gallop. Yeah. Saunter.
No, I'm not using
it. It definitely wasn't the normal jog into the end zone. But that, I mean, I was so excited. I probably would have, high-stepped it in and pulled a hammy trying to do it because it was awesome.
Dude, it was awesome. Awesome.
It was a great feeling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that was with 16 seconds left, I'm pretty sure.
And I wasn't worried about the 16 seconds, and then they over-celebrated. Hook 'em horns down.
Oh, I keep I it loved going. It. Yes,
but
when he
scores. Sills gets another flag, they eject him, and then he loses half of the next game. So
I feel like that was him having his boys back, and he was like, you know what? Double hook 'em down again. Take that.
Take that.
The game's over. It was
There
was awesome.
A big, yeah. There was, yeah, it was lots of swearing, and it was good swearing on my part. It was awesome.
So, a huge win. Huge win, Boop. Huge. Keeps West Virginia alive for any goal. Big 12, possible playoff push. Unfortunately, Oklahoma keeps doing their thing, which is kind of frustrating. They're good. They're going to do that.
They had a close one with Texas Tech.
They did. And, I mean, we have a showdown with them last game of the season. So, as long as we keep winning, I figure Oklahoma's going to keep winning. It's going to be an awesome showdown.
So, at Oklahoma State, TCU...
Let me Oklahoma. See. TCU, Oklahoma State, okay. Then Oklahoma. Still a grind, but it's doable. I mean, we're right there. The path
Oklahoma's
is there.
At our house.
Yep. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so final score, West Virginia 42-41. Big win on the road. Next week, West Virginia 7-1 has a home game against struggling TCU.
Yeah.
Ever since they got beat by Ohio State, where they looked alive, and I was dear God, they might be the best freaking team in the Big 12. They've been struggling. I think it was one of those, we're really good, and then they got beat, and then they were like, wow, maybe we're not nearly as good as we thought they were, and they've just been struggling since. They win, but they have some losses in there that, I don't know, it's just weird.
I don't want to play down to their level either, though. No. I hate when we do this, but, and then Oklahoma State just lost to Baylor.
Yep.
At all teams.
Yep.
So, and they beat Oklahoma, though.
It's good.
Crazy.
It is.
So, we got two, they're not cakewalk games. We got two games. And if we can go in there with two wins and go to and have Oklahoma come in, ooh.
It's going to be, I thought about possibly going to the Oklahoma game. If we keep going and this is a thing, but
it's Thanksgiving week.
I can't do it. I can't make it.
Well, hopefully, I know West Virginia's done for the whole week, but I can only imagine that place is going to be rocking.
It's going to be crazy.
Late November.
Huge
West
game.
Virginia weather.
And I mean, when's the last time a game with this magnitude has come to Morgantown to close out the season?
I won't jump ahead. We still have two.
Right, we got two to get through. Yes.
And they're not bad teams. They've won or been close and been in these games they've had, so.
All right, well, West Virginia, continue to get better. Keep that momentum going. You can hit us up at eyedownthemusket@gmail.com. Until next week, Boop, let's go.
Mountaineers.